Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If you do this, you receive this. That was in the law. You understand that what it was talking about. Those who did not keep the commandments of Moses were put to death or punished in some way. In other words, under the law, every transgression was punished. That's what this verse is saying here. You get what was coming to you. That's what the law was all about. Again, for if the word was spoken by the angels was steadfast. Remember, he is comparing what Jesus said to what the angels and the prophets were saying. And if this is so, in every transgression and disobedience received a just and recompense of reward. Because you disobeyed the law, this is what happens to you. Whether you're stoned or whether you have to repay sevenfold or all these other kind of laws that was given, you had to do this. Verse number 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard them? Wow, what a powerful statement. If what the angel said was true, how shall we neglect or escape what Jesus had said? Because what the angels had said, Jesus is even better. I want to read to you the difference, how law and grace is contrasted. And we see that here in these two verses. Verse number 2, we see law. Verse number 3, we see the grace of God. I have a list here. Under the law, it prohibits the approach to God. But under grace, it invites the approach to God. The law condemns the sinner, where grace redeems the sinner. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, it's already done. The law says, try. Grace says, it is finished. Man, I ought to make a Baptist shout. Law curses the sinner, where grace blesses the believer. The law slays the sinner, but grace saves the sinner. Hey, it gets even better. Law shuts every mouth, but grace opens every mouth in praise. Law condemns the best man, but grace saves the worst man, no matter who you are. The law says, pay what you owe. Grace says, it's paid in full. Tell me it ain't so much better. And that's what Paul's trying to tell the Hebrew people. It's so much better. The law says, the wages of sin is death. Grace says, the gift of God is eternal life. The law reveals man's sin. By the way, that was the purpose of the law. It's like a mirror. You see a reflection. The purpose of the law was never to save. The law could not save anyone. It revealed just how sinful we were. Grace atones for man's sin. Law reveals man's sin. Grace atones man's sin. Under the law, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But under grace, believe and live. The law gives knowledge of sin, while grace provides redemption from sin. The law was given by Moses. Grace comes through Jesus Christ. Law demands obedience. Grace gives the power to obey. I can't wait till I preach this morning. You know where I'm preaching from this morning? Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. I got so caught up in this because in verse number 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I couldn't get off of that term, so great a salvation. So my message this morning is from this so great, we're so blessed, we have the great salvation. Yeah. The law was written on stone. Grace is written on our hearts. The law was done away with in Christ. Christ did away with the law. Grace abides forever. Law puts man under bondage. But grace sets a soul at liberty. Law brings fear, but grace brings peace. Two more. Under the law, the sheep dies for the shepherd. But under grace, the shepherd dies for the sheep. Under the law, man brought the sacrifice to God. But under grace, God brought the sacrifice to man. If y'all want to copy this, I'll get a copy. I added a little bit to this. This came from a book I took when I was a missionary in Kenya years ago, 1997. There's theology books that I used in school and all. Then I took it to Kenya with me. And I called the fellow, he's in Washington, who wrote the book. It's for systematic theology is what it is. And I called him, talked to him personally, if I could have permission to translate his theology books from English into Kiswahili. Of course, he joyfully granted me the permission. And while I was over there, I was getting some of them books translated in Swahili. And this is where that came from, an excerpt from the page. And I shared this with some of them preachers in a lesson, years ago. And you talk about shouting, about the difference between law and grace. Isn't it amazing? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Amen. What a great salvation that God has given to us. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that salvation, that faith is not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And I'll run a bunch of copies next week and have them here for you. But you see the difference. He says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? By the way, notice the word is neglect and not reject. They didn't reject it. A big difference. The word neglect literally means to make light of, to be careless with. Remember, this was written to believers. They hadn't rejected the truth, but many of them had neglected it, and it caused them to slip. By the way, they didn't lose their salvation. You do not lose your salvation. Amen and amen and amen. But don't you know that they were miserable people? Had to be miserable. So anyway, how shall we escape? In other words, if we must take the word which came by angel seriously, then we must take the word that came by the Son of God even more seriously. What he said, a greater word brought by a greater person will bring a greater condemnation if it is neglected. Does that make sense to y'all? And that's why he's warning these Hebrew believers. Don't let it slip. Don't go back. How shall we escape that judgment of God? We'll get into Hebrews chapter number 10. I got just a minute. Turn me Hebrews chapter number 10 since we're looking at this together. Verse number 25. Hebrews 10:25. Well, verse number 24. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more after we see the day approaching. It doesn't stop there. The reason I went here and jumped way ahead, he's talking about how shall we escape? How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? They were going back. Look at verse number 26. For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, stop, don't read any farther. You're on dangerous territory right here. If you received the truth and you understood the truth, you received the knowledge of the truth, and you still disregard it. He's talking to believers. I'm reading what the Bible says. Preacher, I don't believe it. This is what the Word of God says.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.